You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You go first. What'd you do this weekend?
Really, really fun weekend, actually. Friday night, I got a text from one of my buddies in Dad Squad, and he said, "Hey, buddy, it's nice out, and I'm getting the boat out." I was like, "What?" So we went out on the boat on Chatfield, about five of us. It was Boats and Bros. It was some of the Dad Squad, which I have not seen in over a year. So it was really nice just to get out on the lake and have a couple Dr. Peppers, Dom. And we stayed out on Chatfield until about 10 o'clock and made our way back to the marina. And it was just fun to hang out and catch up with the guys. So that was a great time. Saturday was great. We had a Little League Baseball game. Reed got hits every time he was up to bat. So he was very proud of himself. For the day, he did very good.
Sign him up for the Rockies. They could use a hitter.
No joke, man. There's one kid on the team. He's like the ringer. Like, it's a total Bad News Bears team. None of the kids know what they're doing except one kid who comes in like the full baseball pants, you know, and the perfect cleats, and he's got a pressed baseball shirt, and he's like, he lifts his leg when he goes to hit. You know he's good then. And he's our ringer. Like, there was a bases loaded, and he hit it pretty good. So we like that kid a lot. Then we went out and did our, you know, the usual what you're supposed to do this time of year, go shopping, hit all the nurseries, get a bunch of plants, and shove them in the garage now so they don't get snowed on. So we did that. And then yesterday was a lot of fun. We hosted Mother's Day. And again, just so nice to see people again and family and have people around and not worry about breathing on each other, you know? And Nicole made quite a spread. We had this French toast casserole that was just to die for.
Yum.
Biscuits and gravy in the crock pot and an egg casserole. And
my goodness.
Needless to say, today's going to be a gym day, I think. Totally broke every dieting rule this weekend for myself. I was like, you know what? It's the cheat weekend. I deserve this. With cocktails and French toast casserole and biscuits and mimosas.
Your body is saying, what the hell is going on?
My body's like, what just happened right now? it was just a general good weekend. Today's one of those days. It's a Monday where you're like, I wish we had one more day.
Aww.
Just to kind of catch up, you know, take a nap. So you're lucky I'm here, Dom. I'm very tired.
I count myself blessed. I know that.
So what did you do?
I was a bachelor this weekend. Gretchen and Zoe are out of town for a couple of more days.
Yeah?
And it was just me and Niles the weirdo. The two of us around the house. Just, I don't know. I got a lot of work done. I know. Yeah. Obviously, I was doing that. Did some walking and got outside. I will tell you one thing that I did is Saturday night, since that's usually, you know, Saturday night movie night.
Hey.
So I don't know, for some reason I was scrolling around and there I think it might have been HBO Max or whatever. There's this an old classic that came up. And the thing is, I'm not going to say the movie. I will tell you it came out many years ago, like in the 1950s. And it's on the AFI, the American Film Institute list of the top 100 films of all time.
Okay.
And it's in the top 20. And I was like, you know what? I think I saw this so many years ago when I was young, but let's watch it. Here's my observation. Why was acting so different back then? Why was it so cheesy?
It was new.
Really, really
new-ish.
I talked with my son about it yesterday. I was on the phone. I told him what I watched. I said, why were movies so different?
You there?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of it's overacting and cheesy, and I thought, were audiences sitting in theaters just yucking it up at these horribly overacted? Yes, it was just.
Well, it was a different time.
It was a different time, and he said, you know, maybe it's because it hadn't been that long removed from when the only entertainment we had was live theater, and maybe they were just trying to, I don't know, make it translate from the stage onto the screen.
Maybe.
But the basic theme of the movie was good, but the acting was just, and I was like,
well, maybe it's because it was
2 hours of my life.
It's on the heels of silent movies, maybe, where they were, you know, overacting because of gestures and things like that.
Yeah, he mentioned that too. But I mean, this was the 50s. It's not like, you know, they had been away from silent movies for a few decades, but the acting was just bad.
Oh, kind of want to know what movie now.
Well,
you can tell me off the air.
I'll tell you off the air. I just don't want to get in. I don't want to sound like I'm trashing classics because I know the way some people are about their classic movies and TV shows and stuff like that. And I couldn't do our binge watch show because I will not cheat on Gretchen when it comes to our show.
Yes. Oh, we finished Ted Lasso this weekend.
Oh,
finally finished
it.
Oh my gosh, I love that show so much. Every time I watch it, I smile ear to ear.
I don't know if there's been an update of when.
July 23rd? Right after it ended.
Year.
Yeah, it bumped you into the trailer for the next one. So.
Oh, well, that's not long to wait.
Not at all. We're so happy. So, so happy.
Oh, that's cool. Well, something to look forward to.
Yep, yep. And it's still within the time frame of my free trial.
Right.
Success.